Editor. I am writing to respond to an editorial published in the February 18th of The Outlook. Answers needed before train can leave the station. The thrust of the editorial and its accompanying illustration is misleading, including a reference that Indigenous communities have not found a seat at the table, and that Canadian Pacific CP has not publicly supported the project. Under the process established by the provincial and federal governments, should the province give the green light to proceed to the next stage of development, the design stage, formal public consultation and engagement with all stakeholders and members of the public at large will officially begin. I emphasize officially because for the past 6 years, my family and I have met with countless community groups, stakeholders and yes, conservation groups and Indigenous leaders, to share our vision and gather input. These meetings have been extremely valuable, and we look forward to continuing consultation should the project be permitted to advance. The design phase is also where further detailed engineering drawings, wildlife mitigation research, economic and social impact studies, will be undertaken. With regards to CP Rail, Lyricon entered into a memorandum of understanding to lease a portion of the CP corridor to build a dedicated track for the passenger rail train. This agreement still stands. CP, like all other stakeholders involved in this project, requires further information provided in the design phase before making a final decision. As a 25-year resident of Banff, my family has spent the better part of the past 6 years trying to find solutions to manage the impact of personal vehicles in the national park. We have done our very best to suggest solutions that, when integrated, could move the needle in the right direction. We look forward to welcoming constructive input. Jan Waterus, Lyricon.